This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative through video conferencing at Surat in Gujarat today. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. The initiative seeks to mobilize citizens, local bodies, industries and stakeholders in Gujarat to implement rainwater harvesting structures. Under this program, approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat are being constructed with community partnership. In Andhra Pradesh, the NDRF teams have rescued 350 people and evacuated around 15,000 individuals from flood-affected areas. In Telangana, 68 people have been rescued and about 3,200 evacuated. After assessing the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, the Additional Secretary, Ministry of Home Affairs, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, briefed the media today. Mr. Jindal said 26 NDRF teams, 8 IAF helicopters, and 3 Navy helicopters, along with the Dornier aircraft, have been mobilized in Andhra Pradesh, and 7 NDRF teams and 2 IAF helicopters have been mobilized in Telangana. In Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for the second phase of assembly elections. 310 candidates have filed their nomination papers in this phase. Yesterday was the last date for submission of papers. 26 assembly constituencies across 6 districts are going to polls in the second phase on the 25th of this month. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Brunei and Singapore as a pivotal moment in India's Act East policy. In a post on social media X, Dr. Jaishankar said the visit is seen as a deepening of diplomatic and economic ties with both Southeast Asian nations. A major development from the visit was the elevation of India-Brunei relations to an enhanced partnership, a historic move coinciding with the 40th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries. This marked the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held a meeting with Japan's Digital Transformation Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on strengthening of digital ties between the two countries. The two leaders explored avenues for collaboration and innovation in the digital landscape, focusing on futuristic technological advancements. In Kerala, Attam is being celebrated today, marking the beginning of the 10-day Onam festivities. At several places, floral carpets or pookalams were laid out, symbolically welcoming King Mahabali, who was sent to the netherworld by Vamana and an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Many people visited temples across the state. The famous Atachamayam procession, which features various cultural displays and traditional art forms, is being held at Tripunitara. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said India, Brazil and China can act as mediators in potential peace talks over the Ukraine crisis. Addressing the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, the Russian president said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making sincere efforts to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with the three countries over the Ukraine conflict as these nations are sincerely seeking to resolve all issues surrounding the conflict. In wrestling, Jyoti Birwal has clinched a gold medal in women's 76-kilogram freestyle category at the Under-20 World Championships in Pontevedra, Spain. Indian grapplers won 2 more medals in the same category. Komal in 59-kilogram and Srishti in 68-kilogram category bagged bronze medals. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian athletes will be aiming for top spots in athletics, canoe and powerlifting on the 9th day of the Games. In powerlifting, star Kasturi Rajamani will be in action in women's up to 67 kilograms final, while in athletics, Praveen Kumar will eye a medal. In the final of men's high jump T64 event, Dipesh Kumar will also aim for a medal. In the final of men's javelin throw, F54. And with that, we end this news bulletin.